Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show the champions love. We're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU.
The all love station.
The all love station at McMaster Radio, the school of love. And podcasting at comicbookdaily.com.
And they're the website of love.
They're the website of love. And get the point radio dot love. Yeah. Getting to the point of love. I am Walter DeRaglia, tonight's guru of love.
And I am Chris Owen, professor of love.
Oh, I like that a lot. I have a few questions for you after the show. You could maybe help me out. I have a few issues.
I'll do what I can.
All right. And we call him the producer of love.
Producer of love.
Or the gangster of love.
Oh, that's right.
Shecky Feldstein joins us.
Producer of love. Producing heat all producing night long.
Heat. Yeah. The wrong kind of heat there.
You know what? You're giving me the head shakes in disgust over my intro song selection, but it was relevant, and look what it steamrolled us right into here.
I was hoping for the...
anything else.
Yeah, the Jones, the Love Boat guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's it? Jack Jones.
Jack Jones.
The Love Boat.
Exciting and new.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Yeah.
We have to keep this comic and pop culture related.
Right.
Folks,
that is true. Yeah. That is true.
So Huey Newis in the news.
Huey Newis.
Back to the Future. It's pop culture. There's a comic.
You're
book.
Right. Yeah. You're right. Hey, who are we to question? We don't
know enough about stuff, I guess.
I guess not.
No.
Listen, we are here to talk about comics. We are here to champion the local comic book industry. So
And love.
And one of the things we all like to do is talk about new comics. But before we do that, we do like to have a sponsor of love.
Right. So our love sponsor taking us right into new this week is none other than Valentine's Day, the one holiday where you'd rather spend money on a dozen comics than a dozen roses.
Yeah, that's so true.
We're trying to change that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. You know what? I wonder what would happen if you brought your loved one a dozen comics instead of a dozen roses.
I'm guessing if a woman brings them to a man, she gets the thumbs of approval.
Yeah, true that.
Other way around might be in the doghouse.
Maybe. You never know. Yeah. Depending on the woman.
Yeah. He'll be looking for other love.
Yeah.
If that were to happen.
All right. So we do like to talk about comics. And so here I have, what have I got here? I've got 8 comics that are shipping on your local newsstand today. First things first, Bucky Barnes, The Winter Soldier, has by Marvel Comics here. And this has a big cover of Crossbones on the cover with the star from The Winter Soldier, the one that's on his chest. It's all over his face. So,
look, he got it all over his face.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Hate when that happens.
Hey, terrible, terrible thing.
Hey, Bucky Barnes, The Winter Soldier, number 5, is available at your love shop today.
All right. Mortal Kombat X. I wonder if it's X or 10. I'm not too sure. But I think it's X. But this is...
You decide.
Mortal Kombat X from DC Comics, number 2, is coming out. Blood Ties Part 2. And it's got a picture of Raiden on the cover. I didn't even realize that... this is how out of Mortal Kombat I didn't realize they had a comic these days. But,
I don't think Mortal Kombat even knows that it has a comic.
I don't think so. But there is... You know what? Speaking of love, there are... a couple of hot, sweaty girls fighting each other in some sort of like octagon-type ring.
That might be something other than love.
Although, you know what? Actually, you know, it's not an octagon because that's probably like a UFC thing. Mm-hmm. It looks like a diamond.
Diamond.
So, you know, and
diamonds are forever, Chris.
And nothing says love better than diamonds.
See, this is like just code word for everything around Valentine's Day right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Mortal Kombat 10-2 is number 2.
10 to what?
10-2?
10-2 is available at your local... love shop today.
All right. From Dynamite. I know we don't really talk about Dynamite comics very much. From Dynamite Entertainment, we have the legendary Red Sonja.
With a cover like that, I know why we're talking about it, Chris.
Some people like to get their love in comic books. Mm-hmm. Some people through people.
Some people through people.
This one has a scantily clad steampunk-type babe on the cover.
Legendary Red Sonja, that is number 1 from Dynamite, available at your local love shop today.
All right. Next up, we've got Harley Quinn, Valentine's Day special. It's a one shot.
That's the big release.
That's the big release because that
that's
has like
the big Valentine's release
yeah,
this week.
Yeah,
because that guys has, will be jumping all on top of that release.
Well, you know, Harley Quinn's a popular character, and it has a number of different artists and writers in this. It's got like three different covers at least.
I know three, I think. Yeah,
it's got kind of a yin yang type cover because there's one cover that has Batman standing and Harley Quinn's all tied up, and then the next one has Batman's all tied up and Harley Quinn's kind of standing.
Nice.
So
a little
yeah.
bit of reversal
you,
of roles.
Yeah,
reversal,
and you have to choose which one is your favorite.
Yeah, which one do you like to have tied up?
Yeah. Hey, Harley Quinn, number one, the Valentine's Day special.
All right.
Pick it up at your local love shop.
Green Lantern number Green Lantern Corps number 39. This is, you know, this is also sort of a bit of a love thing. It's got Harley Quinn with a saw and she's sawing one of the Green Lanterns in half.
Nothing says love.
Exactly, right?
Like a saw.
So, yeah. That's right.
Wow. Hey, Green Lantern Corps number 39, available at your local love shop, and it's, I like that cover.
You know what?
I like this book.
I like that cover too. You know what? Some people love though. Some love Doctor Who.
Who?
That's right, Doctor Who. And so we've Doctor Who, the 11th Doctor, Doctor Who number 8 is on the newsstands today, and it's got a photo cover of of that particular Doctor. I don't really know his name. I can't remember what the actor's name is. But anyways,
he's the 12th or the
18th
Doctor.
11th Doctor.
11th Doctor. Yeah.
What if Doctor of all the Doctors met each other?
The world would blow up.
No, I think that would be cool. You know, I think this is how the introductions go.
Mm.
Doctor, Doctor,
Doctor,
Doctor, Doctor Who, Doctor Who,
Doctor,
Doctor, Doctor Who. That's right. Doctor Who, Doctor Who.
Yes,
that's right. Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be another Who's on First.
That's right.
No. It would be. I think it would go like this. Go. Oh, number 7. Jolly good. Number 3.
I'm number 6.
Yeah. Then they laugh. He's number 2.
Number 2. Oh. Now, hey. Wait a minute.
Oh.
I have to tell the people where to get Doctor Who.
I'm sorry. I'm
number
sorry.
8.
They don't
sorry.
Know.
They don't know.
No.
And that's heading into your local love shop and perusing the new this week. You'll find Doctor Who.
All right.
Number 2.
Next
number
up on the hit parade, not so lovingly, we've got Star Wars Darth Vader number 1. Now, that's the other big book for this week.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
I don't know. There's some, you know. A pure romantic will find love in that book.
That is true. It's got a great cover by Adi Granov.
So, see, there you go.
Yeah. So if you like that kind of artwork, it's a great-looking book. It starts off with Darth Vader going to see Jabba the Hutt. So I don't want to give too much of it away.
A match made
awesome
in heaven.
Awesome book, though.
Yeah, that book comes with, I think, 2 covers. It's got the blank cover.
Well, I think it actually has 17 covers.
Okay, 2
but
standard
two
covers.
Mainstream covers, yeah.
And that's... yeah, you're right. There are a whole bunch of variants that we went over last week. So,
yeah.
Doc, what's it called?
Darth Vader.
Doc Vader.
Doc Vader.
Doc Vader, number 1.
Yeah.
It's available at your local comic
hey.
Shop. And, of course, this is salvo number 2 from the whole Marvel getting the Star Wars universe back.
Right.
We still have Princess Leia coming.
Yes, it's coming up
we
in March,
couple,
I think. Yep.
Yeah,
we've
got a couple other titles still coming down the pipe. Yep. So.
Hey, speaking of that, you know, I'm not going to segue too much, but Chris.
Yes.
Out of the pipeline, you said Jabba the Hutt there, which just made me think of nothing else but Pizza the Hutt.
Right.
You see
Spaceballs,
right?
Spaceballs, yeah.
And it made me click in. Did you hear? It's just like a little buzz, rumor stuff
a
that
buzz.
They're thinking of Spaceballs too.
You're kidding,
it's
really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
I'm guessing it's because it's riding on the hype of the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a little bit of fact behind it
now,
though, so I don't know
Rick,
if this.
Rick Moranis, who played Dark Helmet, he retired.
He's retired from acting altogether. So, like, there are a couple of things that it'd be difficult to kind of make, but. You know what? I love that humor of Mel Brooks, you know, and he did such a great job doing it.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be one of those resurrections that falls flat. From
that's
the
right.
Original,
I completely agree.
But I would look forward to it. If there was a second one, I'd see it no matter how terrible it was.
Yeah. No, you know? I agree. I would also see it.
Yeah.
I'd also see it. And lastly, but not leastly, we have Deep State by Justin Jordan and Ariella Christiana and Ben Willensom or something like that.
Something like that.
So,
what's that called again?
Deep State.
Deep State. Oh, that's from Boom Studios. Well, that looks cool. It's got a funky cover.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. And that is Deep State issue number 4 from Boom, available at your local love shop today. And, of course, that's just a couple of the how many do you think came out today?
Oh, 300? About 300.
Yeah. Lots of new books came out today.
Yep.
So head into your local love shop and check that out and peruse the new this week. Now, to continue on with something we started last week, Chris does such a great job of just kind of highlighting some of the new this week stuff that you should be, I guess, checking out.
Yep,
if you're not already on your pull list. Where I'm trying to now pick a book every week that you should maybe put some money behind.
You might want to think about it.
Yeah, yep. So go in, cash an RRSP in. Say, hey, listen.
Blow the college fund.
Yeah, blow the kids' college fund. Just hey, I don't want three. Oh, you want like extra copies, like five? No, I want an extra case for myself.
I want extra three cases.
Yeah. So my pick this week for the investment book, investment new this week book.
Right.
Did I say that right?
Sure.
Okay. Is The Empty.
The Empty.
Number one from Image Studios.
Okay, now why did you choose this one?
You told me to.
Okay, that is true. However,
you have stock in it?
I didn't tell you to. I agreed with you.
Oh, right. You agreed with me. I don't. You know, Jimmy Robinson.
Yep.
Writing and drawing.
Right.
Now, you're a big fan of Jimmy Robinson.
I am. Yeah. Now, as we mentioned before the show started, Jimmy Robinson also did a comic called Bomb Queen.
Which I liked.
Which I really, really enjoyed. And so this one, again, is sort of like all – it's writer, artist, all that kind of stuff, all in one.
Yeah. Now – it also goes Image is a highly speculated publisher.
Right.
I think – I just have a hunch. You know how you have a hunch?
Yep.
So based on my hunch, cash in those RRSPs.
I like your hunch.
Yeah.
I like your hunch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good hunch.
So cash in the RRSPs.
Well.
I have a feeling that maybe
call
this
him Quasimodo because he's got a hunch.
For example, last week there was that Nameless.
Yes.
That Grant Morrison thing.
Yes.
Because it was Grant Morrison, that was massively speculated.
Yeah, I bet.
Right?
I bet.
And I'm thinking, okay, I didn't pick that one because I think the wave is going that way.
Right,
whereas
right.
This one just may fall under the radar enough.
In the cracks a bit.
Yeah. That you can maybe grab a few and then cash in a few months later.
Yep, I hear you. I hear you. I like it. I like it.
You know what I did with all your investment tips and specs on last winter's books?
Well, what'd you do?
In this cold winter, I burn them for kindling.
Good.
At the worst end of it, you can still have kindling for next cold winter.
You know, it just goes to
keep you warm.
Yeah. Forget about wealth.
That's right.
You know, my picks help you with survival.
Yeah,
it's very, very true. All right, listen. You know what? Let's have a quick musical interlude here, and then we're gonna come back. And are we gonna do our special treat? Right away?
We got to build up the wad. We got to build up the anticipation.
Build it up. Okay, we're going to build it up, and then we'll come back, and we have a special treat for you guys. But let's have that musical interlude first,
which is difficult. I got to get in my Krantz.
Yes.
It's the only one with a female's name as the title.
Oh, boy.
And we talked about Red Sonja, so this is Sonja.
Okay, let's hear it.
Tell you, Chris, if a guy can't score to that,
you know what?
Get the scissors out.
I will verify. Walt was over there looking like he was getting moist. I don't know. He was in another world over there.
Well, that was because of the fine beverage you poured me.
That's right.
Soda pops,
a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to keep hydrated.
Absolutely, yes. All right, listen, we do have to talk about industry news. Shecky, do you got anything for industry news for us for a sponsor?
You know I do. Industry news brought to you by Darth Vader's comic book, sending ladies shivers with the force straight through the pages to warm you right up.
Oh, that does happen. That does happen, you know. All right, listen.
It
listen.
Tingles. It's more of like a burning sensation, really.
I thought it was like a cooling sensation.
It depends what you're rubbing
on. We're talking
on
about gum, right?
I don't know what we're talking about anymore, Chris. Okay, right. Let's let them use their imaginations.
Okay. Big news in the movie industry as far as Marvel is concerned.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you heard about this or not, but Spider-Man is coming back to Marvel. Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Fill us in.
Okay. So,
what's going on?
Okay. So basically, so as we know, the film industry, like back in 1999, when nobody gave two craps about Marvel comic movies or anything, Sony bought the rights to Spider-Man for like $7 million.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then they put out the first Spider-Man movie and
huge hit.
So then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, 15 years later, there's all these comic book movies coming out and everybody wants to be part of it. And Marvel seems to be the one doing it the best job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Spider-Man hasn't been doing as well as the Marvel movies have under the Sony imprint. So Sony owns Spider-Man, just like Fox.
Sony owns the rights to make Spider-Man movies.
That's what I mean, yeah. So, so and much like Fox owns the rights to make the X-Men movies and Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So it appears that Amy Pascal, who was the CEO for, I guess under the licensing or something like that for Sony, she's left that job and she's now going to become a producer of the new Spider-Man movie franchise.
Nice.
Now what's happening is basically they are going to reboot the Amazing Spider-Man franchise.
Reboot number three.
You're going to third reboot in 15 years.
Yeah.
So that's a lot. That's a lot of Spider-Man number one movies.
Mm-hmm.
So
do we know if they're going to retell the origin?
We don't know. Now, here's the thing. So
Here's the thing.
They are saying that there's still going to be an Amazing Spider-Man number 3, but that's going to be a 2018 release.
Right.
And they don't know what's going to be happening with the Sinister Six movie. We do know that...
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Okay, hold on one sec. Hold on one sec.
Go ahead.
We do know that Spider-Man is now, because of the... So there's a tie-in.
Uh-huh.
So now basically Sony's saying, we're going to let Marvel use Spider-Man to help tie in things.
Right.
Because before Sony wouldn't, you know, help Spider-Man or help Marvel using Spider-Man or anything like that. Uh-huh. But now Spider-Man is going to be in the new Captain America Civil War movie.
Great.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the big news there.
That's fantastic.
So what was your question?
I forgot.
Okay, sorry.
No, I got it. Much like comic books, do you think, much like comic books where you have storylines that are happening, you know, Spider-Man could be involved in three separate storylines during a regular month, right? He's guest appearing over at the Avengers in the storyline, and he's carrying his own title, and he's then over at the whatever else storyline, you know?
Right.
Could Spider-Man be, you know, in a couple of different... Could he be in Sony Pictures and then just, like, in their normal... normal progression of pictures, but also just appearing in continuity in Marvel as well.
I think that's probably what they're planning on doing. I think they're probably going to have Spider-Man be in his own movies as well as be part of
parallel.
So the Sony ones, you're saying though, are the Sony ones rebooting?
Well,
are they sticking with Garfield? And
I think they're sticking with him, but it was, I don't know if you mentioned it, but Marvel does want a different Spider-Man. Like they want him recast.
So it might not be Garfield for the Marvel ones.
Right.
But see, I've read conflicting stories because the last time I read something about it, where they were saying that they were going to reboot the franchise entirely, and then but I've also read something that's saying that they're still going to have the Amazing Spider-Man number 3.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You know what though?
What's happening?
If I could add my 2 cents, I like the fact that I think it's good for the Spider-Man movies. That they've had, what's the first guy's name? Bale?
Tobey Maguire,
thank you.
Christian Bale as Spider-Man.
Okay, I forgot his name.
I'm Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire, and then who's the new kid? John Garfield?
What is his name?
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Okay, Maguire and Garfield.
Yeah.
And now Marvel's going to have a new guy.
Right.
But I like, I mean, it, it's a better situation for the studios to be in a way, because they're not then slaves and to a you know Iron Man type of
right.
Robert Downey, where it has to be him, where it's the character is more important than the actor.
I agree.
You know,
which is
where you want to be when you're portraying a fictional character.
Yeah, no,
you don't want that fictional character to be associated with an actor.
No,
you want the fictional character to carry the movie, no matter what actor has.
No,
so
I agree.
In that way, I mean, I still think it would help if, and I still think it may happen that we're going to happen upon that definitive Peter Parker,
right?
Which hasn't happened.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it hasn't. I don't think that there's been any one.
No,
or even. No one even comes to mind that is
but
the only.
But the movies have been successful at the box office in terms of the revenue they've generated, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
And then if and when they hit on that character, hopefully they grab a young guy that can carry three or four movies in a row and with a couple cameos in other movies.
But I wonder, is it because, like, you know, the way they filmed Iron Man, where they have, you know, Robert Downey Jr., even while he's in the mask, you can still kind of, they film it so that you can still see him and you still see his face, right? They have that kind of close-up view.
With
all the computer stuff. Yeah. They don't do that with Spider-Man. And I'm wondering if because it's
that hinders the performance?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so because Peter Parker is an integral part of Spider-Man. So,
but they could get some acrobatic type guy to be in the suit and not necessarily, and you'd never know it, right?
Maybe they already do.
Maybe, yeah, I'm sure they do.
So
whereas Peter Parker, when he's Peter Parker, it's, you know, is. Are we going to see that? Well, first of all, do we care about a Peter Parker movie? Because that's what you're saying.
I think the. I mean, I grew up with Spider-Man. Spider-Man was one of my favorite characters.
Right. Yep,
okay?
Me too. Yep.
So Peter was just as important as Spidey, right?
Right.
Because, you know, the quagmires he would get into and the trouble he'd get into, that's all part of the story. Right?
Right. But maybe they're not focusing enough on that in order to get the great actor to be able to portray him, like,
yeah,
you know,
I don't know. I don't.
So,
yeah,
I'm just
point.
Saying. Like,
I don't know,
like,
what,
that, I don't
what
know.
The answer is, but I am so glad though that Sony has. I won't say. I mean, that they've taken this.
And you know
they've
how,
taken the money. I'm
yeah,
so
yeah.
Glad.
No,
you know how
great.
This direction was going all along. Once Spider-Man 2 hit, that was kind of the peak of the whole filmmaking franchise. Then everyone else went out. Iron Man was out. All these other successful. Licensees and personas and Marvel made their own movies. But once the third one came out and everyone felt like it just tanked huge, they hated it. And then they were struggling to re-envision how Spidey was. Since then, I mean, fans have been crying for Marvel to get access to Spidey. We want him in Avengers. We want him to make cameos.
It's almost like Sony had to.
It's almost like they had to, but it's almost like they had the easy way to opt out where it's, we're not doing things as well as we want to with this character anymore. Even the reboot get mixed reviews. Like, so-so. It's better than Spider-Man Part 3.
Yeah.
But it's still so-so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that this is a good way for them to get help rebranding
hey, Marvel,
their character.
Help us.
Yeah. And then making a big chunk of coin on the side with it. Mm-hmm. But I think this will help them take it in the proper direction. Because like you said, Chris, Marvel's doing it better than anyone else.
Oh, yeah,
if anyone can reinvigorate this character that's been struggling for the past three films, it's probably Marvel.
Yeah,
that's
I
why
agree.
Shecky's a producer. He knows the producer type
stuff. I know. He really does.
Yeah.
Eh?
Or he pretends like he does.
All right. Listen, also up on the Marvel movie front. So it turns out that Marvel is trying to recruit Angelina Jolie.
I've been trying to recruit Angelina Jolie for years now.
Hey, you know what? It's Valentine's Day. It's coming up. So maybe you know what? Maybe you can still recruit her.
She's returned everything I've sent so far.
Well. But it turns out they're trying to recruit her not for an actual acting role, but for directing.
Oh,
it
what?
It turns out they want Marvel is thinking about having Angelina Jolie direct the first in-house female superhero role, Captain Marvel. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so I think that's great, you know, and that's...
No, I think this sounds terrible.
Oh, all right, now, but wait, she just did Unbroken, which, you know, I haven't seen it, but I've heard a lot of good things about it. Now, is this...
I feel like they're just trying to hype off of this to make the movie bigger than it is before it comes out.
You know, I don't know, maybe...
The problem with Unbroken, it's not a problem, I guess, but... I mean, there was controversy in Unbroken because I guess the movie painted, you know, the Japanese in World War II in a bad
light. Right.
And I guess the point is people realize that you know, the Japanese in World War II did bad things, perhaps. Obviously, a segment of their army did, but so did the Americans.
Sure,
and so
sure.
did this, and so did it's that. War. And so, so yeah, and so I think that was the critique of Jolie during that. So she's a controversial figure because she also does UN work.
Right,
And I don't know, I guess with Jolie, I don't know her – her street cred for actually directing.
Yeah,
because
I don't know.
She's picking hot button topics
right.
that get a lot of press.
Yep, yep.
And so people kind of read about the controversy of, you know, the movie about the Japanese prisoner of war.
Yep.
And they read about her work at the UN, and they read about her Brad Pitt marriage.
Right,
and like,
right.
How good is she as a director, though? I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen one of her movies. But
right.
Can she actually direct an action movie?
Well, now here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. Now, in the latest Ms. Marvel, which is basically the same character as Captain Marvel, the latest Ms. Marvel character is Muslim, correct?
I don't know.
Fair answer.
I think there is a Muslim version.
There's a Muslim version, yeah. So what if they made this Captain America, Captain Marvel, rather, a Muslim female?
That wouldn't work.
But I guess what I'm getting at is that it's possible that they could do something like that, and then having Angelina Jolie direct it, mm-hmm. that would be that hot button topic you're talking about, right?
But that's the wrong way to go about it. I think the right way to go about it is great storytelling, great filmmaking.
Yeah.
Right? Go the old Spielberg route.
Right.
Make great entertainment.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, because
I'm just saying,
remember,
I can see them trying to do something like
comic
that.
Comic book fans won't give two hoots for political statements. They just want to see a good movie.
That is correct. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sold on Ms.
Marvel?
Pitt. Ms. Jolie.
Ms. Jolie.
I'm not
all
sure.
All right. Well, here's something I can sell you on.
Okay.
And how about an all-female Avengers team?
I am there.
I knew you would be. Listen, you know, apparently this was even talked about on The View, and not that I watched that show or anything, but there's going to be a new Avengers book called A-Force. And
A-Force.
Apparently this is going to be by writer Willow Wilson, and along with Marguerite Bennett, and illustrated by Jorge Molina. And this is going to be an...
Jorge.
I think it's Jorge. I don't know. George? Jorge? I don't know. Anyways, it's going to be about an all-female cast of superheroes that are going to be the Avengers.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Now, let's go over
okay.
some of the great female Avengers of the past.
All right, let's do it. Now, number one, there's a number one.
Yeah, it's absolutely Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch, yeah. Correct.
Wasp.
Wasp, number two. I would say they were number one and number two.
Mantis.
Yeah. Okay, I forgot about her. Yeah,
Mantis. Was Valkyrie in the Avengers? No, she was in the Liberators.
She was
in
the Defenders.
And then Defenders, right.
Now, what about...
Hellcat.
Hellcat.
No? Was she in the Avengers?
Also into the Defenders.
Right.
But I think she was also in the Avengers for like an issue or something.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she's in there.
Mm-hmm.
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk, yes, of course. She-Hulk.
How about, hold on, I just had one now. I can't think of what her name is. What about any of the Inhumans, like Medusa or Crystal?
Uh-huh. All right. When were they Avengers?
I think they've been you know, for one issue kind
of
thing.
Okay, all right.
Now, who else is there?
For
female Avengers.
I remember. Like, obviously.
Oh, well, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I'm dating myself because.
Captain Marvel, and then Mockingbird.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mockingbird, right? Yeah.
And then there would be. Geez, who else would there be? I can't even think of anybody else now.
All right, but there's a lot to choose from.
There's
a lot of female characters to choose from. There's the Wasp, obviously, and Scarlet Witch, which I think will be pivotal.
Have to be,
right?
Yeah. Have to be.
And like I said, there's the Mantis.
Moondragon.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So.
Wow. Oh. And then there's a female. There was in fact in Avengers Forever there was a female Yellow Jacket.
Wow. And the Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl in Great Lakes
Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So there's a lot of female superheroes to choose from.
There is.
They're gonna have to narrow it down, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Five or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that would be a cool movie.
I think it'd be fun. It'll be fun. It won't be a movie, but it'll be a fun comic.
Oh, is that a comic? I meant, sorry.
It's okay.
You said comic.
It's okay.
But yeah, it would also be a cool movie.
It'd be great. I'd go see it.
Right.
All right. Listen.
So
all right.
Something to look forward to on this Valentine's Day.
A lot of locker room scenes, hopefully, right?
Yeah, that's right. let's have a quick musical interlude, and then we'll come back. And we're gonna do our little treat then. Oh, yeah. Okay, oh, good. Okay.
Keeping the vibe of this whole Valentine's Day show rolling. Where else would you take your favorite gal but to see that hip new band?
Oh boy, I'm just waiting to hear what that is.
That was Betty Goodman at the Paramount.
That's right. That's right.
That's a great tune.
Yeah. I love that tune.
Who was that? That Williams, right?
John Williams. John Williams. Yeah. That was the Creature Cantina song from Star Wars. Right. Yeah.
But it was John Williams.
John Williams created that. Now, he took the idea of the flapper music from the 1920s. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, smart guy. Yeah, John Williams. Absolutely. He's been there. He's done it.
He is the man. Yeah. He is the man. Now, here's a quick question for you.
Name me a food made in Italy.
Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs, Alex.
Name two other movies that he did music for. And you can't say, like, Empire Strikes Back or anything like that.
He did Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just asking Walt, right? You're looking at him.
Yeah, I know. So I know the answers.
And he did Hamana. I don't know.
Jaws. Yeah. Lots more, but anyway. And that's I thought you would get Jaws. Now, okay, I'm going to ask you, Marty.
Rocky.
Name two more. No, that was Mancini.
Henry Mancini.
Didn't he also do E.T.?
Did he do E.T.? He may have.
Because that was Spielberg, right?
Probably.
That was Spielberg. That was an early...
Yeah, pretty sure that was Van Halen.
Yeah. Yeah. Jump.
E.T.'s gotta jump.
I think E.T. came out a little bit before that song, but anyway. Because the whole controversy... Well, not controversy, but they say, you know, Spielberg and John Williams kind of went hand in hand, and really Spielberg... You know, owes John Williams half his money, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I agree.
They were lovers.
Oh.
In a dangerous time.
All right. On that note, speaking of love.
Yeah. This is our annual Valentine's Day show. And last year, Shecky Feldstein, Chris Owen, and myself, we made some Valentine's Day poems. And we had a poem off. And we're continuing our poem this year.
Yeah.
And each of us has created and written a Valentine's Day poem to share with the listeners of Comic Culture.
That's right. Yep.
To spread the love.
Spread the love.
And I don't know how to segue. Who's going to go? We haven't even discussed
who will go first. Well, I say.
You know, here's the problem.
Okay.
Here's the thing. We each think that we're way better than the other guy, but we all suck.
I don't.
Right?
We all suck. Don't you worry. Now, listen. I'll go. Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. But hold on.
All right.
Hold on, Mr. I'm going to one-up you. Up back one.
Up back one, yeah.
Apparently, you have two.
I do have two. But
so
my,
are you going to put your throwaway one first?
No. I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do.
You got to pick your batting lineup.
I'm going to go with my regular one.
With your big
gun. And then you guys will go, and then I'll go with my last one.
You're going to whip out your big gun
first.
Whip out the big one first.
Yeah. That's right. All right.
All right.
So I kind of have a bit of a theme to mine. So mine is from Jimmy Olsen to Wonder Woman.
Beautiful.
All right?
Beautiful.
So Wonder Woman, my guiding star, I think of you when I'm afar. You make me think of things not proud, for I could never say them aloud. Unless you use your lasso of magic, my shame and guilt would seem so tragic. Of course I may just pray and hope I get tied up in your golden rope.
Nice. Oh boy,
that is beautiful.
Did you like that? Yeah,
that is beautiful.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because once she gets her guy, she doesn't let him go.
That's right. Yeah, that's
you're roped
right.
in for the yeah. long haul, pal.
So yeah, it's that was a poem of love. Like, you know, it's nothing dirty or sexual.
I really
there.
Like
yeah.
that. Really, that's yeah. poetic. That should be on a Hallmark card.
Yeah. Why doesn't Marvel do cards and use their really heroes
should.
And license them for cards?
They really should. Yeah. I'd buy them.
Yeah.
Right, the producer, Shecky, and I are locked in
okay,
a
Okay, Shecky,
right
Shecky
now.
Goes first. Shecky goes next.
Okay, Chris has called it.
I'm not blowing my wad first. All right, I'm doing the throwaway.
He has a throwaway, too.
Well, because when I found out, you were one-upping.
The throwaways are later.
Throwaways are later.
If you want me to go next, I will.
You have to do your big one first.
All right, then you go next.
All right. You know, Chris, it's funny, though, that you and I have picked a Wonder Woman theme.
Oh, wow.
This one is written by Steve Rogers.
Oh, okay, right. But he gets Wonder Woman, so, you know, like,
it's
no,
different. No, not necessarily. Oh,
okay.
The new universe.
Apparently the
new universe.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
All right, this one's called Satin Tights.
Nice. Okay, I like it.
In the Amazon castle, we ran through the halls. It's where we first kissed and where you first fondled my hair. Perhaps it was the moonlight filtering softly through the glass that drew me to your satin tights and how they accentuated your beautiful eyes. My love was awoken by that eternal love clock when you reached down and held my firm hand. Oh, Diana, the gods have met their match. Their divine favors pale to the sweet taste of your lips.
Nice. It's good.
He's
good.
Out.
It's good. It's good.
Oh, wow.
All right, Marty, you're up.
I expected more rhymes from you, but no, you were, yeah.
Didn't they rhyme?
Well, I didn't hear it. You know what? I heard it rhyming, but.
I'm sure there were rhymes.
Yeah. All right. What you've all been waiting for, obviously.
Yes, I'm
yeah.
sure.
So this is Heroine Gal.
Heroine Gal.
Heroine Gal.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, not to be confused.
Let's hear the Heroine Gal.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my Valentine heroine gal, to tell you what I see in you, I shall. I know that's for Chris. I know you like Dr.
Hey,
Seuss. Yeah.
Start over again.
Right.
Do not interrupt your poem.
Chris interrupted my poem.
I didn't say
no,
a
we're
word.
We're allowed to laugh. Go ahead.
Okay.
Start from the beginning.
From the top.
It's encouraged, really.
Start again.
All right.
Start
oh,
again.
My Valentine heroine gal, to tell you what I see in you, I shall. Your gentle skin like a soft hush before a fight. Silky smooth, like Superman's cape in flight. Your eyes, the brightest blue, like beast's fur. They reveal you're a catwoman, and for you I'd purr. Your glowing red lips, like Cyclops' radiant beam, but much more attractive, and I play for your team. Your innocence, like Mary Jane on a first date, you won't park. Even when I get suave, and I'm a little drunk like Tony Stark. Your charm, so luring like the air of poison ivy, but less deceptive and leaving me less itchy. Your sense of humor, like a regular Harley Quinn, and I can think of a few jokes on how we could sin. Your strong character, like Captain America, you could take a few licks, but unlike Zatanna, you no longer turn tricks. To say it in short, I'm Aquaman, and you're my main fishy. I hate seafood, but darling, I'd eat all I can of your sushi.
Is it over?
Oh, it's over.
Oh. Thank goodness. That was beautiful.
Ooh, that was great.
Well written, well done.
That was
poetic.
That was excellent.
Poetic.
Excellent.
Well, you know what? That's what we do here. We add value to
that
the
is
listener.
There's value.
Now, we had a poem off.
Right.
We got mad at each other because this is what happened. We got to the show.
Here's the thing.
And here's the thing. And two poem Owen here comes up to us and goes, oh, yeah, you got your poem done? Yeah, I got my poem done. Yeah, I got my poem done. Yeah, I got my poem done. Oh, I wrote two.
But
why would you write two?
Yeah, but the second
we all wrote one. We said one. Oh, no, I wrote two because I'm special. Right?
The second was
so me and Shecky, we quickly went to the bathroom. And we each wrote another poem. Because we're not going to be one up by young Owen there.
But there's just a throwaway poem.
Yeah, so is this one.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going last this time. I'm going first. Reverse order.
All right. So I'm in the middle again.
Yeah, that's right.
Sandwich.
We like it when you're in the middle. All right. Well, you know what?
You go ahead.
Go ahead.
My throwaway is short and sweet.
Okay.
Nice.
Roses are red and Superman's tights are blue. When he blows, it'll be too much for you. Happy Valentine's Day there. Well, that was for you.
Beautiful.
That was very nice.
That's right. My Valentine's Day poem is called Love.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
It's called Love, like a dove coming down from above. Yes, she knows how I like it.
That was terrible.
Is that where you need the thing?
Yeah,
it'll hit you on the way home. Wow, that's deep. That is deep.
I feel like I'm swimming in something deep right now.
Mm.
All right.
All right there, young Owen.
So this is from...
Two poem Owen.
This is two poem Owen.
This is from Batman to Catwoman. See, I have little themes going on here.
I see that.
Who was actually writing them?
Yeah, trying to one-up us.
Well, that's what I do. Roses are red and violets are too. My suit gets tighter when I see you.
Hey, ho.
It's because he's flexing his muscles.
I understand that. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, that's right. So there you go.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, wow.
I told you, it was just a quick little, you know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, you know.
That conjures images.
Well, that's right. That's right. Probably ones you don't want to think about. But listen, let's have a, we need to cleanse after that.
Yeah, we do.
We need to have a shower.
Quick
musical interlude here.
Well, to be perfectly honest, when you're three duds like us, this is pretty much fitting music for how we impress women, right here.
Let's hear what you got for us.
Was of course the walking away Hulk.
Yes, that was the depressing theme song.
Because that's what women do when they see when they see me anyway. Walking I don't know away, about you
yeah,
guys.
That's
yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that is. That was from Incredible Hulk with.
It was from my childhood. Is what that was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right.
Well, his teenage years, anyway.
When women were walking away. All right. Listen. Next up on the hit parade here, we're going to talk about now. It's funny how. The computer age.
I know it sounds funny, but it just can't ease the pain.
Internet and computer age and all that stuff is all around us, of course, as we all know. Netflix is now producing their own shows. We've got Crave TV. It has all the different TV series and TV shows now. There's all kinds of online and internet things going on. So the next thing that's happening in the big world of comic books is it seems like it's – so it's an internet site called Scribd. Now, I might not be saying that right. It might be Scribd, but I think it's Scribd.
Because you want to subscribe, right?
So you want to subscribe, yeah. So apparently – so this is an online site that costs – much like Netflix is $8 a month. This is $9 a month, and it's all you can read.
But isn't that like Comixology?
But it's yes. But now we've got Marvel, Archie, Boom, Dynamite, IDW, Top Shelf, Top Cow, Valiant, Xenoscope, as well as they've got all kinds of old graphic novels like Lock and Key, From Hell, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, 30 Days of Night, My Little Pony, Runaways. It's got everything and everything, right? Except for DC. DC's not on the bandwagon
yet.
Good
for them.
But it's all you can read all the time,
right?
As well as they have like textbooks and they've got all kinds of other books that are not comic related.
Yeah.
They've got novels. They've got all kinds of stuff. So this is kind of big news.
So you can pick up your Daniel Steele from Scribd, and then you can pick up your Spider excuse me, Ultimate Spider-Man.
But then you can also get anatomy and physiology if you're going to, doctor school or something like that.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So they've got all kinds of different textbooks on there as well. So there's lots to get.
Now, let me ask you something, Chris. Yep. Let's talk about it because you and I are learned men. We're not learned. Forget about learned men. We are professionals in the comic book industry.
Exactly.
Okay? So it is now, what, 10 years past the scare of the internet for comics. Has it been 10 at least? That's when the demise of the local papers started happening.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say it's about
in around that
years.
Area.
Yep.
It's been a while now. So when you hear about these news sites that are having, like, let's talk about what I want to ask you, what I want to talk about is the experience of going into your local comic book shop and picking up that new comic that came out this week. They have not been able – that experience, I don't think is being replicated through these through online reading.
Right. No, I agree. And you know what? I actually read a quote by Stan Lee the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, comic books are a lot like boobs.
Nice.
They're great to look at, but so much more fun to hold.
Nice.
So
he should have got standard right on a Valentine's pole.
So you know what? And I in many ways I agree with him, but the art of like the joy of just holding a comic book in your hand. You go to the comic book store and you hold it in your hand, and it's something tangible. It's fun. You know, you go to the comic book store. The whole experience is different. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
I understand if you're in some Uzbekistan and you don't
have
access to
that
it.
That actually helps.
Yeah, for sure,
because it helps the exposure of the character. Because
sure.
All those people make it to a big city every now and then.
That's right,
and they'll head into a local comic book shop.
But here, you know, when you can get to the local comic book shop, I say I'm all for it.
Right? Yeah,
I love it.
I'm saying though that us as a show championing the local comic book shop, encouraging listeners to go out and support and visit their local comic book shop.
Yep, yep.
We're telling them that it is not the same experience.
Right.
The experience of picking up a comic and reading it in the car, under a tree, behind, in
it's
the garage,
is
way more enjoyable
yep.
than downloading it.
I completely agree. I love being able to just take comic books and you're lying on the couch and flopping down and reading, an hour's worth of comics or whatever, and it's mm-hmm. a great experience. I completely
right on.
Agree.
All right.
Listen. Next up, we got to talk about is new dates for Marvel movies. Now, because of this whole Spider-Man thing, everything is being kind of. It moved around a little bit.
See, that's the power of Spidey, right?
It really is.
Spidey is so important to the Marvel Universe. I think, the biggest thing that they didn't have, when they started their cinematic universe.
Yep.
Would you say, I don't know, this is a guess, because X-Men have controlled comics from the late 70s into the mid-late 90s pretty well.
Yeah.
Until
mm-hmm.
the collapse. It was X-Men.
Yep, I agree.
Marvel was
half
X-Men.
Yep, I agree.
From the mid-70s until the collapse in the 96 or whatever it was. Would you say, though, that for their cinematic universe, who was more important, X-Men or Spider-Man?
I'd say X-Men.
You're probably right.
I'd say X-Men. I think X-Men because that was the first. I mean, there's a lot more fans that really keyed into X-Men,
but
especially the female market really keyed into X-Men
more than
Spider-Man.
But the X-Men doesn't for the properties that Marvel had that still remained. Luke Cage, Iron Man, Captain America, Spider-Man is a better fit.
Yeah, like with all this Avengers stuff
and
everything.
Yeah, the whole mutant universe is almost like a separate universe is my point.
Yeah.
So for the cinematic universe, I think Spider-Man was more important.
They probably don't have use for the X-Men.
Well, I mean, they could have figured it out somehow.
Yeah, but I mean, Spidey fits so well, like he belongs there, especially in
he's
current
he's part of that
kind of
him and Daredevil continuity,
but
him and Cap continuity.
Only now, though.
Him.
Only now.
But even in the old comics, Chris.
Yeah, okay, but back in the day when, Paramount couldn't make an Iron Man movie, and all these different companies. Daredevil stunk. Yeah. Right? So they tried.
I like Daredevil.
Okay, but there's a lot of people that don't.
Okay.
So they tried to make all these things work, and it didn't work. So I think cinematically, X-Men was more important. Now, having said that, now that Marvel's made everything work, now I would say Spider-Man's
okay.
More
important. Well, no. I mean, I think you missed the point was with the stable of characters that they have and the plan of integration that they had.
Even
when they started their cinematic universe, they were starting with the whole crossover concept right off the bat.
Right.
Even with that, Spider-Man lends better.
Yes,
than
I agree.
X-Men.
That's all I'm saying.
So for especially this far along that they've got, and I'm going to say that that's why the deal happened.
Yep.
Because like Shecky pointed out so eloquently and insightfully earlier, that Fox probably needs this more than they might actually paid Marvel for the deal.
Sony, you mean?
Sony.
Sorry,
Sony might have actually paid Marvel for the deal.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Because this just fits so much better than the X-Men would.
I agree. Now.
So what's happening? Where are they moving? Where are they changing?
The big changes start in 2017. Thor Ragnarok is now moving to November 3rd, 2017. I think it was like in August or something like that before. Black Panther will now be out in July 6th, 2018.
That's a long time. That's 3.5 years almost. 3 years plus.
Yeah, 3 years. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Captain Marvel will now be November 2nd, 2018. Inhumans will be July 12th, 2019.
4.5 years.
And now the two-part Avengers Infinity War will be set for May the 4th, 2018, and May the 3rd, 2019.
Wow.
So wait, so it looks here, if – now that's interesting. So Inhumans, according to this schedule, is going to be after the second part of Avengers Infinity War.
Right.
Which I don't think it was initially. Because I don't think it was. I thought Infinity War was going to be – I thought the second part to Infinity War was going to be the last of the big Marvel Cinematic Universe. But it looks like not so much now. Now, we've got the next Spider-Man film is going to be July 28th, 2017.
See, and that may have had some influence to bump, like, the Thor movie.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably trying to play nice, right? Like, now that they've got Spidey, they're trying to coexist.
Yeah. Now
that's wonderful. I like it. I like it. I like the fact that they are compensating for, because Spider-Man is a huge important piece and he merits moving some stuff around.
Absolutely.
And especially when it's that far out.
Absolutely.
I don't think fans go, "Whoa, man, I took June 3rd, 2018 off, man." Right? I don't think that's happening.
Yeah,
right?
Even if they did, I'm pretty sure they could change it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. That's all good. Right. Good news, Chris. Now, you are the bearer of good news.
Now, this isn't necessarily good news. This is – we should have – I feel like we should have a weekly feature, like this week in strange news or something like that. Because this next item – and probably our last item – but this next item is – extremely strange to me, and I have.
Well, who better to tell it than you, Chris?
You know, I have been in this comic book industry a long time, as you guys have as well. But you know, I don't think I've ever seen anything as strange as this in the comic book world.
Well, what is it, Chris? Now you've got us all wet in anticipation.
Well, it is Valentine's Day,
So
much like roses,
yeah.
This person here from this Henry Damon from Venezuela is in love with the Red Skull.
Okay? That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's Valentine's Day, so we might as well talk about love.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yep. But so Henry Damon is so in love with the character, he's decided he wants to start to look like the character.
I'm so in love with you.
So Henry has had face implants, tattoos, and also had the end of his nose cut off.
Wow.
So that he can look more like the Red Skull.
What the heck is going on with that boy?
You know what? Apparently, he's really going for it. Like he's in full commitment mode.
Is that the new, like, in Venezuela? Is that how you get your women? Maybe he's looking for a date.
Maybe he is. I mean,
it's Valentine's Day.
Now, hold
coming
on.
He's
up,
planning
so.
On
Red
having...
Skull is like, hold on.
Okay.
Red Skull, the character.
Yeah.
The facial features of him, he basically has no – it's all skeletal.
Right.
So this is the look this guy's going for?
Right. Well, he's kind of going – I think he's kind of going more for the Captain America movie Red Skull, whereas he still have like the lips, right? So he's not entirely a Red Skull,
not just
a skeleton head.
Yeah. More like leathery skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this guy is actually also getting his face tattooed entirely.
Red?
It's red, so that he can be like the Red Skull. And he's also getting more like implants in his face to make it like his cheekbones a little bit higher.
Higher,
make it
more
skull-like.
Features protrude in different areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And here's the crazy part.
Here's the crazy part.
Oh, because that wasn't the crazy part.
Well,
no.
He's married and he's got kids.
Ah,
oh boy.
And
I think the guy wants a divorce.
I don't know. I just don't get it. You know,
or maybe the old lady is putting him up to it.
You never know. Maybe.
Oh, honey, you know who turns me
on?
You
know, I really love Red Skull.
Oh, that Red Skull. You come home looking like the Red Skull. I'm sending the kids outside to play.
You know. Here's my question to you.
What's your question?
What's wrong with just buying a mask?
You know how much masks cost? Yeah. You ever go to your local comic book shop and try to find a Red Skull mask?
That's a great point.
And after Halloween, then you put it somewhere, and then next thing you know, the wife's thrown it out.
Yeah.
The kids
are wearing it.
Broken it.
Yeah.
So then you got to buy another one.
Yeah.
That adds
so
up.
So true, yeah. $5 here 1 year, and then another $5 next year.
Yeah.
So hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. What happens? You know, we've all had, I don't know about Shecky, but we've all had like ex-girlfriends, right?
Yeah. Hey now.
And you know, you can go out and get a tattoo on your ass with her name on it, right? And then things happen. Yeah. Like, you know, you find her over in the football team locker room or something.
You mean the true love didn't last
forever?
Yeah,
it didn't last long. Yeah. And then you go, oh, man. You know, I got to untattoo my ass, right?
Yeah, so true.
So what if, for some reason, you know, Garth Ennis comes along and writes a really alternative Red Skull story?
Right, right.
And the guy hates it, and he starts hating on Garth Ennis, starts hating on Red Skull. Some new character comes on, you know, the blue ribcage, you know, happens in the next story arc.
Yeah.
And he wants to start looking like the blue rib cage.
Yeah, yeah, it's very possible.
So
yeah.
Does he have to undo all that? Like,
can you?
I don't know.
I'm sure you could.
Like you said earlier, that is a commitment to Red Skull.
Yeah, like that's.
You better be sure that you're going to love the Red Skull for the rest of your life.
Now, hold on. Now I'm just wondering. Now, is this going to be the start of something? So are we going to eventually see someone deciding to get, like, metal implants in their hands to be more like Wolverine? Or,
I think so.
You know,
I think it's a trend. Because remember when you and I, because our show, if we do nothing, we break new ground.
Right.
And
right.
I remember years ago, we were reporting, one of the first to report. We were like Cub Scout reporters.
We were.
Reporting on these people that would appear in the cities acting like superheroes.
Batman and things
Owlman and stuff like that. And then. You know, Google it now, and I think, you know, every major city has these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there are, I would say, hundreds of them
right now.
That's
right, yeah.
So, is this guy a prelude to...
You know...
Now, you know, can you imagine going to, you know, the Caracas Comic-Con? And, you know, how many are cosplaying, and how many just look like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You know, hey, great costume. Oh, that's my face.
That's my face. You know, it's a good look.
Good look, yeah.
At what point along this do you actually need any sort of proof or, like, how much more evidence do you need before you throw him in the loony bin?
Yeah,
like,
you
know what, though? This is what he loves.
He's not harming anybody.
Yeah, he's not harming anybody.
You know who's going to get harmed is himself. Because when he walks by, like, a Catholic church or something, everyone's going to think, like, the dead are rising or something, and he's going to get books
you know,
thrown at him.
Part of it is also, if you see a picture of him, he also has a beard, which completely throws everything off.
Wow.
Because it's like the Red Skull with a beard.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it just looks weird.
I think
he's got to get into stronger persona. He's got to learn that he can't
he'll
be doing
shave
that.
That off.
He'll
shave that off.
All right, listen, you know what? On that note, that is unfortunate.
On shaving it off.
Speaking of Valentine's Day.
You've listened to Comic Culture, the Valentine's Day, the love edition of Comic Culture on 93.3 CFMU, McMaster Radio, comicbookdaily.com, getthepointradio.com. Please go out and support your local comic book shop.
And have yourself a great day.
And spread the love.